Hi, everybody. This is Pam from the podcast Women Who Stutter Our Stories, which is a free download on iTunes. And you can also find it attached to the blog Make Room for the Stuttering. Today, as always, I have another amazing woman joining me to share her story. So I'd like to say hey to Nora. Hi, Nora. How's it going?
I'm going great. Thank you, Pam.
Could you get us started and introduce yourself and tell us who you are and where you're from and what type of work you're involved with?
Yeah. So I live in Los Angeles. California. And I was born and raised in San Francisco. I am a licensed clinical social worker. I've been working in the field of social work for over 10 years, and my current position is a therapist in a male residential drug treatment program, and we serve 150 male parolees. And so I do individual therapy and group work and everything in between.
Wow, that sounds awesome and intimidating at the same time. How did you get involved in social work? Because coincidentally, that's what my background is.
Okay, interesting, and I would like to hear more about your background as well. I knew I wanted to go into the helping profession. When I returned to school, I knew getting an education was important. I did want to work in the helping profession. However, at that time, I was dealing with a very severe stutter and was not accepting of it at all. So the thought of going into the helping profession, it seemed at the time to be an oxymoron, to imagine that I could be a psychologist or a social worker or any of the helping professions where you need to use your voice. That imagining doing that, that being a person who stutters and a social worker, just it really seems as I said, to me it was an oxymoron. And so as I began to pursue my education, what I had thought at the time was that by going into the field of social work, and that as a social worker, you are educated and trained in many many different domains, and that that I that I felt at the time that it was the one profession out of the other options I was looking at that if I wasn't able to get it together with my stuttering, and that I would be able to work in some aspect of social work without having to use my voice a lot.
Interesting. Had somebody told you that stuttering would stand in the way of you being successful in a helping profession, or had you just thought that?
No, actually the exact opposite. I only received encouragement as far as being able to fulfill whatever educational degree I wanted to pursue, as well as whatever employment options. The main person that was standing in the way of myself and building a career was me.
I can relate.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start stuttering? As a little girl?
Yeah, I started stuttering at the age of 7. It was the summer in between the first and second grade that I remember.
And what was it like for you as a kid, stuttering?
You know, I definitely don't have the typical and often story told of being ridiculous by my peers and being an outcast and not a participating in activities at the same time, I was dealing with I began to deal with a pretty severe stutter, and it did affect my self esteem, my confidence. And the way that I looked at it myself.
So, what made you finally reach some level of acceptance? Did you find that as a young person, or was it not till later?
Yeah, I'm still going through the acceptance process at the moment. It's a joke, but it is actually truth. I think accepting oneself and all of who I am will be an ongoing process for the rest of my life. And different levels of acceptance, whether it's acceptance of my stuttering or other aspects of myself, that acceptance continues at a waiver, and it is an ongoing journey. The difference today is that I, for the most part, embrace the journey, and know that this level of acceptance or being okay with who I am, it's that I've been able to embrace that it is going to be a lifelong journey. What I can say though is that I did have a very unique experience as far as being exposed to other people who stutter at a very young age, as well as had a very beautiful, authentic, empowering speech therapist in elementary school, who incidentally I'm still in contact with her today. I also was introduced to the self-help community probably at the age of 10 or 11. And at that time, because that was probably around 1985 or so, or a little bit before, that the self-help organizations or organization at that time that was available, that the majority of people that were a part of the organization were adults. And I remember attending my first support group for people who stutter in San Francisco, and I must have been in another sixth grade at the time, and I remember being in that room and looking around at all these adults, and the main thought that I remember having was how pathetic these adults were, that they weren't able to say their names, that it took them two to three minutes to be able to get a simple sentence or dialogue, a beginning. And so I did have exposure, as I said, early on to the stuttering community. And as I said, I had a very supportive speech therapist in elementary school. However, I was not okay with myself. And it probably took till until my mid to late 20s, that there was a beginning of acceptance, that I could live my life successfully as a person who's stutters.
Well, you're right. That's certainly a very different experience than I've heard from a lot of other people who stutter, and certainly different from mine. I didn't meet another person who stuttered until 4 years ago. And as a kid, I felt like I was the only one, and I learned to be very, very covert at a very early age to protect myself from negative feedback that I received from my father and from a kindergarten teacher. And I grew up with feelings, maybe similar, but I grew up with feelings of shame and there must be something wrong with me. And I felt defective and flawed. So I had a hard time making friends and interacting and socializing. So it was a huge awakening for me four years ago when I finally came across, you know, other people. And by then I was so covert. It took a while for me to even let mine out. But, you know, it's just interesting that you were exposed so much earlier in life and still had struggles with acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is a good testament to how difficult or complex, and that's the word I was looking for, how complex the disorder of stuttering is and how it manifests in each of us.
Yeah, you got that right, because it's completely unique for every person. And while one person may have absolutely no problem with one part of it, somebody else may be truly struggling with another part. And acceptance, I think, for each of us is also recognizing that it's not the same for each of us. We're all on our own journey, and I agree with you. It's definitely lifelong, and I too consider myself a work in progress, because even though I consider myself mostly overt these days, there's still times when that shame creeps back in totally unexpectedly. And you know, when I think I've licked it, you know, something will come back, or a memory will come back, and I'll be like, damn, I wish I could have said that over. I wish I had had that opportunity again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got into social work because I wanted to also be in the helping profession. What I really wanted to do was teach, but I did not see how I could possibly teach and stutter. And a lot of my friends were going into nursing, and I knew that I couldn't do that either. So I kind of chose social work because I knew I wanted to help people, but I also thought that that would be the profession that would require the least amount of talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned, obviously, that that's wrong.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, social work and counseling, to me, that's the very essence of what that work is. It's establishing relationships with other people and being there and being present and talking. Mm-hmm. So is it kind of like that for you as well?
Yeah, it's interesting because as I continued on my educational journey, and after I was at a community college, and I got my associate arts degree, and at that time I thought, okay, well, that's enough. And then the fortunate aspect probably all through my life is that I've had very, very supportive people around me, and people who believed in me until I began to believe in myself. I was encouraged to continue on and get my bachelor's degree, which I did, and the confidence began to build a little bit more. I still felt, although I was beginning to enter into the field of social work, I did my first internship was my senior year at college. But I always had in the back of my mind that one day you would really, you would discover or find out who I really was, and that of the gig would be over. That although I had been putting one foot in front of the other, and getting a taste of what it would be like to I was going to say to be able to have a profession in social work, but just be able to have a profession in general, but that eventually others would eventually begin to see me the way that I saw myself. And as I said, the gig would be up, and I didn't know. I really didn't have an answer about what I was going to do at that point. And so, fortunately, again, I just continued to put one foot in front of the other. I continued to go on and get my master's in social work, and at about that time, or even a little bit before then, was when I began accepting of myself and beginning to believe what others had already believed all along, that actually my stuttering was a source of strength. It was humility in a disguise. It was that I could be a very effective social worker, and along that journey, I realized that actually being a social worker who stuttered empowered those that I was working with.
How did you know that?
How did I know the latter part?
Yeah, how did you know that other people felt empowered by you just being you?
How can I put this?
Sorry, if that was a tough question.
No, it's okay. And it kind of goes to the core of a lot. The way I live my life and how I choose to carry myself and the authenticity that I bring that I bring with every interaction that I have, it's very attractive to others. And when whether you're struggling or not, I think it's pretty safe to say that we like to be around others who you feel the comfort with, who you are able to see that the person isn't hiding anything, that exactly what you see is what you get. And there with those that I've worked with, whether it's been in a woman's homeless shelter or with gay, lesbian, and bisexual and transgender youth, or when I worked for a year inside of a prison with women, with female inmates, or these past 4 years when I've been working with male parolees, that that without even having to put into words, without me having to put into words, that they're able to see and to feel the struggle that I've been through, and that it's able to empower the other person, and to know that I can't say it any other way, that when I work with people, whether I work with people or just who I am and the way I go carry myself on a daily basis, that the authenticity of who I am is very attractive to others.
Wow, just listening to you talk about that, I can feel how very real that is, and how you obviously believe that down to your core. And it's funny because I kind of had I use the word authenticity myself a lot, because I was desperately struggling with myself when I was so covert, and my insides were screaming to be true to myself and be true to the world, and I was trying to find a way to have that happen, and the way found me, because I actually was fired from a job that I'd held for a long time that I was pretty content with because I wasn't taking a lot of risks. And I was fired because I stuttered openly on the job. It's a long story. Mm-hmm. But it was the best thing that ever happened to me because it forced me to, you know, confront, you know, the part of me that I had always been so ashamed of. And suddenly I just felt liberated to just be who I am and be myself and present my true self to the world. And so many better things have been happening for me over the past couple years simply because I've shed most of that and just be myself with others. And you're right, people are much more inclined to be around somebody who's open and comfortable with themselves and is clearly, you know, present with whoever else they're interacting with. And it's such a more pleasing way to live life, I've found. And that certainly sounds like that's what you're all about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as I know that you can relate to that, I can't live any other way than living my life out loud, and living in truth and integrity. And I think when we have gone to the darkest, deepest depths of the suffering and feeling that there wasn't a way out, and feeling hopeless, that when I, and for many other people who stutter, who have a similar experience or that I do, that when we are able to break through, that the butterfly that emerges is just absolutely absolutely engaging and beautiful to a degree that it can often be overwhelming to others as well as to myself.
You're almost giving me you're making my eyes well up a little bit because I've recently heard the expression and really realized some ownership of it myself, that we can be astonished at all that we're capable of doing if we just allow ourselves to do it. And somehow that seems like that would probably apply very well to you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I'm sure we understand that I know that the only person that that is ever in between me and what I want to achieve in all my life is one of the self-defeating thoughts begin to enter in, and that the more and more that I continue to come into myself, and that that I know that there isn't anything that I'm not able to do, and that there's so many possibilities for me. And at one point, my career aspirations were how should I say it? My career aspirations were to use enough alcohol and drugs and to write my poetry, and so one day I would end up dead, and people would be able to read my poetry after I had died. That there would be a book published, and that's pretty much the direction I was headed in my mind throughout my adolescence and early 20s.
So you're in recovery now.
Yeah, I haven't had a drink or a drug in over 15 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
My mother just celebrated 30 years of sobriety on Saturday, so I can relate on many, many aspects of what you've described. I have not struggled myself with addiction, but I certainly have had my life affected by living with an alcoholic for my formative years, and in addition to stuttering and feeling like I had done something wrong to cause all the chaos that was around me. So really, congratulations, because I'm sure it's been more than just one foot in front of the other for all these years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you've mentioned a couple times that there's been some real positive, supportive influencers in your life. Who have those people been in your life? Has it been family or friends or just a variety of different people that have helped you see what Nora really had the ability to become?
Yeah, I appreciate you picking up on that, because definitely that I wouldn't be all of who I am without the community, community of friends and family that have been with me every step of the way. I'd have to say that my biggest cheerleader is my mother. I have a great appreciation for what my mom experienced as I was growing up. I have two brothers and a sister, to have to watch your child struggle, and you don't have any answers, and you don't have any way to easily or at all be able to ease or the pain that they're going through, and that even if you attempt to get the best help, whether we're talking about and obviously we are talking about stuttering, what a difficult job, and as a mother, having to be a witness to your child's a demise into the darkness, and when you know how brilliant and beautiful that your daughter is, and there isn't anything that you can do. And so today, and in the years, in my mid to late 20s, that as I began accepting my stutter more and living with it successfully, that I was able to reflect on those years and really, as I said, just really have a deep appreciation for my mom. And today she continues to be my biggest cheerleader, and believes in me, and encourages me. And the beautiful part about today is that she knows how happy I am, and that I am successful, and I do have the peace and the freedom inside that my mother always had wished that I had.
Do you think you'd be the same person today had you not gone through all of the different pathways of your journey?
No, I think the person I am today. We don't get to pick and choose how what's thrown our way. I think through my dealing or not dealing with my stuttering, and then turning to alcohol and other drugs to deal with my stuttering, and everything that happened as a result of that, that that it definitely has it has influenced every aspect and being of who I am.
Mm-hmm. And it seems as well to make you even the better, stronger woman to be able to give back to the people that you work with, because I can't help but notice when you mentioned, you know, some of the people that you work with, they seem to be, you know, the underrepresented or sometimes the marginalized groups. I hate to say it like that, but the groups in society, and you must at times have felt that way yourself, kind of on the fringes. And it just seems like you just have this incredible gift that you can give to others who are struggling because you've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Mm.
That's really beautiful when somebody can you know talk about stuff like this, but they're not just talking about it. They've obviously walked it, you know. Mm-hmm. And we always hear that saying, you know, talk the talk and walk the walk. But you can just tell by how passionate you sound that this has been quite the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When you look when you look in the mirror these days, are you happy with what you see?
Yeah, I am. I'm extremely happy with what I see. I definitely am very I won't say hard on myself, but I really set the bar high, and I think over these past few years that I have grown more to learn how to give myself a pat on the back, and learning how to tell myself that I don't have to leap the tall buildings, go crawl to the ends of the earth to be able to save to be able to save another, that I don't have to have to do it all, and I think that actually really sums it up right there, that I don't have to do it all, and that that I'm actually able to breathe a lot easier today, with how I'm living on my life, and with that, my life has only opened up and become even more beautiful. And I'm very eager to see what the next decade has for me, because it really has been only a little less than a decade that I moved into the acceptance, and that moved into the acceptance of my stuttering and other areas of my life, and began to build the confidence that I could be somebody, and that little girl inside of me was able to come out, and so I mean, it's just been a very brief amount of time, and I'm very excited, as I said, to see what these next 10 years are going to bring me. And I'm very grateful that I am beginning to be more gentle with myself and actually acknowledge the good work that I have done, as opposed to telling myself it isn't ever good enough. It isn't ever good enough.
Yeah, I think we tend to be hard on ourselves, women who stutter. I myself, I can relate to that. I've always been my own worst critic, and I've always, even when I've done a great job with something, I always seem to be able to find something that I did wrong or didn't do good enough. And you're right, we just need to let that go and just appreciate who we are.
Yeah.
You know, I don't usually do this, but I just feel so compelled right now, and we're actually, this time has like flown by. But a really good friend of mine who moved out of the area recently sent me something for Christmas in a package. And when I opened it, I just cried and cried and cried. And when I read it, it's this plaque with a picture of a woman on the front. And emblazoned on the plaque are these words, and it just seems like it would just be very applicable to our conversation and what you've shared. It says, "Leap fearlessly, embrace your truth, let it go, tell your story, quiet the inner critic. Trust your creative soul. Love with abandon. Embrace vulnerability. Unleash your joy. Wear more skirts. Speak of your gratitude. Do the things you never thought you could. Own your talent. And I was just looking at this as you were talking, and I was like, oh my God, that could be Nora's too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, and it meant so much to me because the person who gave it to me knew that I've kind of emerged out of my own self-imposed prison that I was keeping myself in, and your story just resonates with me. I did not know that this is what we were going to be talking about, but I just applaud your honesty and, you know, celebrate your being, because I hear it. I hear that you're happy with who you are, and the excitement that you talk about what to look forward to. That's really exciting. What do you look forward to in the next couple of years?
I kind of feel like these past 10 years that they probably would have been equivalent to someone from the age, I'm a 15 to 25, as far as developmentally. So I'm feeling like what I'm looking forward to is, now that I've to a certain extent move beyond acceptance, because acceptance, I know that's a word that's that does describe very well where a person is at, where a person is at in other life, but it's also there's something beyond acceptance of that I'm actually living my life today, living my life today as Nora, as the person I always was, and ended up on this long and winding and dark and joyous and beautiful and challenging and rewarding and journey, and that now it's about, for me it feels like I am ready and I want to live, as opposed to learning to accept my stuttering, or learning to be okay with myself, or not having to prove to others that I can do X, Y, and Z, not having to that I can actually I could just be me, be the Nora that was dying to jump out of me at such a young age, and didn't get a chance to for a number of reasons, and that's where I am today. And so these next years, yeah, I look forward to living and living without living without anything, I want to say anything holding me back, but just living living and breathing and living, and that's about the best way for me to be able to put it into words, and actually affording myself, giving myself that gift, which I've said these past years, past 3 or 4 years or so, has been about that I am enough, and that I need to put this sort of rest, that I need to put to rest I needed to put to rest a lot of stuff, but I know we don't have time to go into it all, but there was so much junk, so much garbage that had begun or did go pile up over the years inside of me, and eventually bled out of me as well, that now I get to come back to just the baseline of stuttering, and that's all it is. There isn't anything more to it, and there isn't anything less to it. I don't need to make it any bigger than it is, and I certainly don't need to go minimize it. Living authentically as a female who stutters, a female living with stuttering, and even eventually being able to take out those words, and just being able to be a beautiful woman who lives, and that's what I look forward to these next years.
Wow. That's an incredible way to sum this up, and I have a feeling that we may need to chat again, because we may not have even scratched the surface, but I'm so grateful that you shared this part of your story with us, and I thank you.
I thank you too, Pam, and I appreciate all your patience, and eventually we were going to get this opportunity to talk with each other, and I really admire the work that you're doing, and that having young girls and adolescent girls and young adult women and women having a chance to be able to listen to other women who's et cetera, and that you're affording them to do that.
Well, yeah, that's been a gift that I've realized that I never thought that I would be able to afford people the opportunity, and it's very empowering. You're right, for women to hear other women who sound like them, because then we don't feel so alone. But it wouldn't be possible without brave and courageous and beautiful women like yourself who are willing to share their story. So again, thank you.
All right.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.